Two strange weirdos I met in college became quick friends, and they love to travel, so they left the country and moved to Ireland. But now they're back trying to figure out life, and they're a hot mess. The Cadawamplas.
Oh, off to a great start.
I'm here still.
Hi.
Is yours recording?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I forgot to pick up the microphone. That's why I said, oh.
Are you recording?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm just here opening mail, and then I was like, oh, fuck, pick up the microphone. We just talked about this.
Hello.
What up?
That's Davinia.
That's a Maggie.
We're the Cadawamplas.
We're
a fucking mess.
There
was toilets. I record in front of my window, and a truck just drove by that was labeled 1-800 toilets, and for some reason that just really made me laugh. So
it's pretty damn funny. Isn't there another 1-800
contacts?
Contacts, right? Not Carfax. Contacts? Carfax is the fox.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, welcome.
Hello.
I literally, no joke, was looking to the right, and when I said, well, welcome, I did a dramatic turn back to screen, like a news anchor. A little proud of myself. Welcome.
What a smooth-ass transition.
Boom. Today we're talking about self-care and meditation. Ooh, zen, super nice, super cool. I think maybe meditation kind of just falls under self-care in a way.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, you know? And so I used to go to meditation, like, pretty often. And they always talk about meditation being either a form of self-care or self-care has to follow under meditation. Oh. So I don't really know. It's in some ways, it feels like a chicken and the egg type thing to me. I don't know.
Interesting.
Well, but maybe just starting off with self-care first. Actually, I'm going to put some thoughts out there. I think the self-care movement has grown split equally in how terrible and how great. I think that it's great in the heightened awareness of self-care and the people taking time for it, but so many things now are being labeled as, oh, self-care, hashtag self-care. Then I'm like, wait a second.
Yeah, like, hold on. You just, like, is that really self-care? You just spent $75 on Chipotle. Like,
right. Or I get having to take, like, a mental health day or for, like, self-care, but 2 weeks?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a fine line between, like, things that should probably be labeled as just, like, treat yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But people are calling them self-care. And I get that sometimes when people do it, they are trying to, like, be funny and be like, oh, hashtag self-care. But at the same time,
there's just a fine line.
Yeah.
Between self-care and being an asshole, maybe?
Yeah.
Being an asshole in the sense of, by using the term self-care.
Yeah.
Not in that, like, the things you're actually doing for yourself, because honestly, it only affects you. If you go spend all them, well, if you take 2 weeks off of your job and say it's self-care, you might get fired. But, yeah, it only really affects you in that sense. So I think, but then I also think it's a great thing of, like, the idea of, hey, remember that you have to take care of yourself. Like, you have to take time to do things for yourself. Like, please pause and do what you need to do to be okay. That I love. That's becoming much more talked about and discussed, especially in the workplace. At least in the job I'm in, it's discussed a lot. I don't know if that's just because the work we do can burn you out so fast, or if that's actually a common, like, do they talk about that at your job a lot, like self-care?
No, not at all.
Oh. Okay, well, maybe that's just because,
yep, we don't talk about that.
The work we
You're self-destructing? Cool.
Yeah.
Try to make sure it doesn't, don't bring it to work.
Make sure it falls within your hours. Have you seen that meme of your boss knocking on your coffin at your funeral. Yeah, I'm gonna need you to just go ahead and fill in that shit or something. Which cracked me up.
Yeah, no, we don't talk about it.
Oh, okay. Well, then it's something that I think that definitely should be, you know, discussed more. And that's, I don't think that's, obviously, I think employees can talk about it all day long, but it's all up to the employers to let that actually be a thing. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's something that definitely needs to be a top down.
Yeah, I mean, I will say that, well, I don't know. Like, for the department as a whole, I'm not really sure what, like, the perception is on, like, using your PTO. I'm the type of person who I'm going to use every freaking second of my PTO. Like, those people who are like, oh, yeah, like, I have, like, 6 weeks of PTO saved up because I haven't taken any vacations for 3 years. I'm like, wait, what?
Bitch, run. Yeah. Run, like, out of here.
Like, that will never be me because I literally calculate my time off to the fucking minute and know. Actually, last month I went over my PTO because I, like, miscalculated, and so my paycheck was a little smaller than usual because then I had to have, like, unpaid leave. But anyway, I don't know what the perception of a whole is within the department of, like, utilizing all your time off, but I know that my boss personally is really big on, like, work-life balance, and if you have time off, take it, and if you have sick leave and you need to go to the doctor and the only available appointment is at 1 o'clock, take it, go. Like, it's not a big deal. So I guess in that sense, maybe we kind of talk about, like, self-care, but not, like, mental health day kind of self-care.
And I think I have one of two thoughts, and I just forgot one of them, so let's go with this one. I think it's also kind of a generation thing of the saving up all your time versus using it as much as possible. I think that millennials on, like, to current are more likely to use their time because we want, like, we realize life is short. Yeah. Why not take the trip now? Like, we're very, I feel like, and this, I'm gathering this information from predominantly social media, which is where a majority of us live, that we're big on moments and experiences versus, like, oh God, make sure that retirement plan stocked up. Like, and wanting, of course, to have, like, a career, but being in one that's flexible. In fact, actually, I wish I remember who told me this, but someone said research showed, HR told me that there was some, like, HR convention, which cracks me up to think about an HR convention. Like, everyone,
so boring.
It sounds like everyone's just, like, on their P's and Q's all the time. No, that sounds horrible. There was some study or something done about how millennials are more likely, like, they're bigger, they want jobs that are flexible. No, it was, okay, I'm ruining.
You're doing great.
Story. Yeah. God, so great. Two places, HR from HR convention and administration as a whole, because they are a part of this committee that statewide is trying to figure out what we can do for Department of Mental Health to retain employees longer. Mm. And, like, what would keep people? That's what it was. Boom. Knocked it out. So from that, they realized that younger generations, such as millennials on, want jobs that are more flexible, super into remote work. Which I'm like, are you surprised? And because that kind of goes with the flexible one, and need to take stock in what they're doing. And there were some other things. Those are the ones I remember the most. Like, they need to see themselves, and, like, they can't just do a job. Yeah. It has to be a career. It has to be something that, like, they feel like changes them and they can add change to.
Yeah.
which makes sense to me. Like, that's exactly how I hate to be called, like, oh, you're millennial. But, like, that's exactly how I feel. Like,
well, and, like, I've never understood, like, the older generation's beef with that of, like, oh, well, all you millennials think you have to make a difference.
Yes.
Yeah. What? Like, I don't understand why, like, that's such a negative thing. I'm sorry, Pat, that you worked 50 years in a job that you hated with your nose to the grindstone and you never took any vacations and then, like, probably divorced your wife and your kids don't talk to you anymore. You know, like, yeah. Sorry that I don't want my life to go down that path.
Right. Like, I feel like as a group, we just don't want to be another cog in a literal machine. Like, we want to feel like there's something about us that's different, which I feel like anyone should want. But
yeah, and I feel like it kind of goes back to, in my opinion, I think maybe older generations have a very, like, individualistic mindset. And I think we're more of, like, a group mentality of, like, we're all in this together. And, like, the earth is dying and, like, we should probably, like, come together and, like, save that. And I think we maybe view ourselves more as, like, moving pieces of something bigger than ourselves. And we want to make sure that, like, our contribution to that bigger thing is worthwhile.
In saying the same thing that you were saying, but in different ways, I feel like we're much more selfish and individualistic.
Yeah.
But sticking to the idea of, I'm going to be this amazing, unique piece, but I know at the end of the day, it's fitting into the big puzzle.
Right. Like, it's right, okay. It's selfish and individualistic in a way, in a much different way. Not in, like, a, how can I get ahead? How can I step on people on my way up the ladder? But, like, I'm going to look out for number one, and everything else is going to fall in line behind that. Mm. Which brings us back to self-care. I'm going to look out for number one.
Yeah. Just to keep going back on the sidebar, though. Like, I've had many conversations with older people. I'm not going to say old, just older. About this mentality of why do younger people feel like they have to always be moving up to the next job? Like, always being promoted. Like, why is that what they're working towards? Why can't they just stay in the job they're at and get really good at it and stay at that for years? Because if everyone's trying to constantly climb up, who's doing the other jobs? And I'm like, just that mentality blows my mind.
Yeah,
of,
what?
One, it's not like we're going to run out of people. Like, yeah. There's almost too many people on this earth.
There are, like, too many people on this earth.
Yeah, so someone's gonna do the job, and that's a good thing for people to want to obtain, the idea of, like, constantly moving up.
How dare you advance? I think a lot of it comes back to, and granted, this is just the very, like, negative stereotype of, like, you know, the typical baby boomer, but I think a lot of times older generations got a job fresh out of college or whatever, and they started at the bottom of the totem pole making copies and doing all that kind of stuff, and then, like, slowly worked their way up the ladder within one company. And while I respect that, just because you did that doesn't mean we have to do that. Like, and I feel like in the way that today's society works, that's kind of one of the only ways that you ever get a raise anymore, like get a promotion, is by switching jobs. Because I mean, in my personal experience, you can be in a job for quite some time and nobody's ever going to offer you a promotion, and you're not going to get a raise. Or if you do get a raise, it's, like, so incremental and sad that it, like, doesn't really do much other than account for the, like, inflation costs and stuff like that. So one of the best ways to get a raise and to get more money and to get, like, a better little piece on your resume is to go somewhere else. And that's not a bad thing.
No. So actually, this makes me think about also with my dad. And I was really mad at the time. But now that I've been in the actual workforce, and having this perspective of just, it's just a generational thing, I feel like I understand him more. But when I was planning to leave for Ireland, which, God, those are some rounds we went before. He just stopped talking to me. One of his arguments was, this is the time that you work really hard and you save up as much as you can so that you're set up comfortably in life. And then down the road, when you're older and you have all this experience and you've saved up, that's when you go do all the traveling, and that's when you go to all these places and stuff like that. And I just remember being so mad with him, one, because he was just very angry with me, about this whole idea. But now that I think about it, like, that's just not, I can't be mad at him. I think that's a generational thing of, yeah. No, you wait. Also, which I find so funny, and one day I'm going to bring it up to him when he brings up Ireland again. His phrase is always, never put today off for tomorrow, because tomorrow's never promised.
Mm.
Always. He says that shit all the time. Like, all the time. So, okay, Dad, let's apply that to your theory of work super hard right now and you can travel and do all those fun things later. If tomorrow's never promised. Right.
Hang on a second.
That don't add up. So, like, it's like that same concept of when the parents say, this is my house, but then they make you wash the dishes because it's your house. Like,
yes. Oh, my God.
I hate that. I hate that so much. I get my so mom used to do
it
with time.
My dog. Like, if it was something that I didn't want to do, like, take the dog out at night because I was scared of the dark, she'd be like, well, it's your dog. But then, like, when me and my brother were fighting over it, I'd be like, it's my dog. And she'd be like, no, it's everyone's dog.
Yeah.
What? Wait a second.
Hold up. Yeah. So, I don't know. It's just, I think it's definitely a generational thing of, so then, I guess, yeah, tying it back is, I think self-care, too, is a generational thing of, no, you're fine, suck it up. Like, I think it's still definitely that mentality of pull yourself up by your bootstraps.
Yeah.
And get out there. Which I also wonder, then, just putting it in the context of history, which I don't know dilly squat about, so I'm really just talking out of my ass right now.
Dangerous territory right now.
That's like war mentality, right? And, like, we're kind of coming out of the being actively in war with, like, other kind of, like, active, like, we're still,
we're in war of a different type, though, but we're no longer in the, like, let's stand on either side of a field and, like, shoot at each other.
Yes, that kind of war. That's what I'm talking about, that kind of war. So, like, I don't know, I feel like the war is becoming more, I mean, we still got shit going on with other countries, but the war is more internalized again, almost to, like, I don't want to say civil war status, but,
that's what Trump thinks. Tweeted about it.
Oh, God. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. I just think it's just kind of putting it in context with, like, what's happening in the world around us, too. You got to take care of numero uno.
Yeah.
And that's you. That's yourself. And if that's selfish, so be it. Like, being selfish isn't a terrible thing.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing is that, granted, the word selfish is sort of, like, inherently negative. But, like, that's what I remember one of the lines that I wrote in the article about ending things with my fiancé to travel the world was something about, like, was this a selfish decision? Absolutely it was, but sometimes you have to be selfish. And that's how I feel about it in general, is that sometimes, like, you know you're being selfish, but it's not, like, asshole selfish. It's just, like, you know, maybe you turned your friend down for an evening out because you just know that you really need to stay home for a night and sleep or what, you know, and that's okay. And, like, is it a little selfish? Yeah, but it's fine.
Yeah. So my therapist recently brought up about the idea of bad feelings or, like, negative feelings and taking that whole word away of bad or negative and just having emotions. You can call them less desirable ones, but, like, having them and feeling them. And I feel like ever since she brought that up to me, I'm seeing it more and more in social media, people talking about that idea of not putting it to negative or bad, just emotions, and this is just feelings, and making that more of a commonplace thing of not having to turn it. It's just, it is what it is.
Yeah.
And you're human and you go with it, and it's a part of the human experience.
Yeah, like, I love, we actually were talking about this on the phone last night, but just the concept of, like, social emotional well-being, and I'm hearing about it a lot because it's starting to come up in education, like, social emotional learning, and Tavinia's personal savior, Tabitha Rossbroy, teaches preschool, and she teaches this to her kids that, and what she calls, I love the way that she phrases it, is that they're not negative emotions, they're just big emotions. And so sometimes you have these big emotions and it's okay to feel them, and it's okay to do whatever you need to do to process those emotions as long as you're not hurting somebody else. So feel them and then move on. And you can have big feelings that, you know, like angry or jealous or any of those kind of emotions that we, like, maybe formerly would have labeled as negative. Not necessarily negative, they're just big emotions, but you can have big happy emotions too. Like, you can have love and joy and eating queso, and, like, those are big emotions too, and that's also fine.
I just feel, God, queso. Mm-hmm. I just feel like we're at this point in the world where we're in a major learning shift.
Yeah.
Like, everything you knew before that was supposed to be normal is not anymore. And you're learning what it, like, you're learning the new normal. Mm-hmm. Like, that experience when you go off to college for the first time and you learn all these new things that you never knew before. I feel like that's the whole experience happening in the world right now. Like, by being able to, like, it's not great still, but being able to talk more about LGBTQIA communities and, like, being able to talk about sexuality more and, like, talking about just how people identify, like, all these things, I feel like, why did we ever think this was terrible? You know, mm-hmm. like, I just, in watching that light kind of turn on or of, like, or not even like, just being able to turn the page of, oh, wait, there's more chapters? Like, there's,
yeah.
I thought there wasn't anything past this, and this is the way it was always going to be. So we're just in this major, major learning phase of, wait a second. Things don't have to be this. That, I think that's the biggest part. Things don't have to be this way. We have always been told this is the way it is. This is the way it'll continue to be. And finally, I feel like a lot of us are getting to that point of, but why?
Yeah. I'm pushing back on that.
Yes.
I feel like I shared a meme, and this was back like in college. I shared a meme that said the most dangerous phrase in the English language is we've always done it this way.
Mm.
And that's so true. Like, in challenge the process on my LPI is not one of my strong suits. It's really not. I'm a rule follower. I like to follow a plan and a process. And so, like, if there's already a plan and a process there, I will probably just follow it and not ask many questions. But I won't do that if it feels, if it's ineffective or if it's, like, not working anymore. And I feel like that's kind of what's happening in the world in general. It's just like, hey, that's really not working for me anymore, so I'm gonna restructure that a little bit,
right?
And people are jumping on board, and I appreciate that.
I'm so proud of us, not you and I, but like well, I mean, I guess we're okay, but like the bigger us, like universal yeah. us, of like taking it to the next step.
Yeah.
Now, of course, with anything, I feel like we take some things too far. Yeah. Please see episode, what, for political correctness? Yeah,
whatever episode that was.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to go find it really fast.
Ooh.
Yeah, because we... hairs are so long.
Gross.
Life.
Yeah, yeah, there are definitely things that, like, chill. I think in that episode I talk about that I was in a group who says that dumb... is a slur, and they were literally like banning people from the group for saying dumb. And then like somebody would comment something that said dumb, and then somebody would comment underneath it and be like, hey, you're not supposed to say dumb because that's considered a slur these days. And then that person would also get banned because they had said it. It's just like, why are we doing this? Like, too far, guys. I get it that you're trying to bring awareness to like the nonverbal community, and I appreciate that, but fucking chill.
Episode 28.
Here we go.
Go have a listen. Ugh.
Yep. How? Okay. So self-care. Oh, yep. I feel like we're kind of looping around to it, though. We're just like dancing around it, in that we don't necessarily, when we say self-care, go take a bubble bath if that's what makes you feel better. But I think we're kind of trying to get it like a bigger self-care than those little kind of things. And we might talk about those too, because we have lots of time, but
right, so maybe like, we should like hone in more.
yeah we probably should. The one that I'm talking about, though, is the type of self-care where you know what you want and you know what you like and you know what upsets you, and you're willing to tell people that and ask people for that. And actually I did it today for like probably the first time ever, and I don't think I really want to tell the story, but I kind of like spoke up about something that somebody like kind of poked fun at me for, and at the time it really hurt my feelings, and I just let it go and I didn't say anything about it. But now it's been like 3 or 4 days and it was still kind of bugging me, so I told them like, hey, I didn't really like that, like that hurt my feelings. And it felt really good to do that. Like, that was a self-care moment for me, of like just kind of cleaning up my energy and like letting other people know what I need to keep a clean energy.
That's good, actually. I mean, that's definitely good for you. But I'm thinking that's great that we should probably define how we're talking about self-care right now.
Yeah.
Because I'm definitely talking about it in a different way.
Oh. Are you talking about bubble baths?
Kind of. Like, oh. I'm talking about doing whatever you need to do to refill your batteries.
Yeah. Yeah, that too. Yeah.
I mean, that's amazing, too, of when you're able to take this, not take the stand, but, like...
No, it felt like taking a stand for me, because I never do that.
Okay, well, yeah. Taking a stand, then, and, like, making your boundaries kind of known, mm-hmm. Or your limits, and that's always good. And that definitely helps, and that definitely, you know, helps you work towards being able to speak out about it, people be aware of it, especially when you want them in your life. But yeah, I'm thinking about, like, things that you do when you need to refill your batteries because they're just fucking on E. Oh. And for me, that's kind of, well, oh my God, actually, one of my biggest self-care, which I don't get to indulge in very often because it's also costly. Well, it can be. It's up to me, really. Is garage sailing. I don't know what the fuck it is about garage sailing, but I love it so, like, my heart sings when I'm either at one, when I'm hosting one, like, when I'm running one. Like, I just love everything about a damn garage sale. And I think maybe it's the hunt and, like, the idea of, I don't know, but I feel that much joy even when I'm, like, running one, when I know what all the shit is there. Like, I just, maybe it's because I'm excited, too, to see what people are gonna pick. Mm. And that's exciting to me. Like, I can get up at 4 a.m. on a Saturday to go to a damn garage sale. Oh my God.
She'll do it for Black Friday too.
Not a garage sale. What's even better is an estate sale.
Oh my God.
My God. When you get to go in the house, I eat that shit up. That one, I know why I like that, because I like to see the inside of the houses. That's why I like to watch HGTV. Because
you nosy as hell.
I'm so fucking nosy. I like to see the, like, outline of the people's homes, and more than likely the person died in that house, so I'm always intrigued to see, like, did they die while they were using this spoon that I'm going to buy? Like,
God, where's the chalk line?
Yeah, where it is, yeah. So, and yes, also Black Friday. I do enjoy that, but not as much as a garage sale. Yeah, that's something for me that's just always brought me some serious joy. And I think it just started back in college for leadership team when we would have to have the garage sales every year, mm-hmm. Which I went to this year. And, of course, it rained like it does every year.
Every and, fucking year.
They were out there and they're like, yeah, we didn't think it was going to rain. Like, it, you know, it poured for a second and it cleared up. And I was like, oh, it rains every year. Mm-hmm. Little cutie pies. Is that a dog?
Yeah, literally, it's that dog, the golden retriever, who lives on the balcony across the street.
Like, it almost sounds robotic.
No, he's across. Oh, they're taking Instagram photos of each other. Cute.
The dogs?
Yes, just a bunch of dogs standing around taking Instagram photos.
No, I thought you meant, like, the dog in your house.
Not Daisy.
Then,
no,
oh, there
we
go.
What we're not going to do.
About, like, Daisy taking an Instagram photo of this golden retriever.
Oh my God. No. Oh, cute. That's cute.
Yeah, no.
Sorry, continue.
But garage sales are, like, my kind of thing. Like, so, like, then let's do each other's, if that makes sense. What do you do that's, like, my garage sales that, like, refills your batteries?
I don't know if I have anything that's on that same level. Things I really enjoy doing. Oh, Target. Mm-hmm. I do have something on that level. It's Target.
Oh, Target.
Yeah. Yeah, I just fucking love Target. I'm more of, like, an online shopper, though. So, like, sometimes I get that feeling from Amazon, especially if I have money that I can spend. And not that kind of, like, oh, I just got paid and I'm going to spend it all really quick and then I'm going to be broke in 2 weeks. But the kind of money where it's like you came across, like, for some reason, an extra couple $100s and you can spend it all on whatever you want and you're still going to be totally fine and you didn't, like, push off any of your responsibilities. You're not going to feel guilty about it. Mm. When I have that kind of money, oh my God, my shit is like Amazon or online shopping. Or I recently discovered this website called Jane, and it's like flash sales on boutique stuff. So it's like, you know, the little graphic tees that have, like, fun sayings and just, like, really cute stuff. And yeah, I just really fucking enjoy that. I really love shopping.
Mine, like, that for an actual store, although it's good and bad, is Old Navy.
Oof. Yep.
I hope people don't watch me when I'm shopping, because I get very into it and I talk to myself and I make noises and I dance a little bit. And like, I went to Old Navy this past weekend, and they were having a sale, and I went in there knowing Jesus take the fucking wheel, because this shit's about to get insane. And I was going in touching everything and was like, oh God, look how soft it is. And like rubbing it against my face and stuff.
It was so weird.
And then like I would have to, like, I would see some more shirts and I like put up my shoulder and like put up blinders like, no, Satan, not today. I can't afford more things. And like, just Old Navy is
good my shit.
Crack cocaine. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So then I think something in self, so like, okay, I think maybe I need you to give another example of your self-care.
Because I really enjoy that kind of stuff, but I don't know that that's really my form of self-care. I think my self-care honestly is just like laying on my bed at night on Instagram. Like, I live for that shit. If I've had like a really rough day at work, or I'm just really stressed out or whatever, all I want to do is, and sometimes I even put my phone on airplane mode so that people can't call me, but then turn on my Wi-Fi and like scroll on it, which actually defeats the purpose now with this new phone because I have Wi-Fi calling. So it literally doesn't matter, but that's my shit. I fucking love just zoning out, being on Instagram, probably got some snacks, give me some like Cheeto Puffs. Mm. Yes.
I meant give me another example of the setting the boundaries type.
Oh, wait. Like how I told somebody.
Of how you were defining your self-care.
Okay. Yes, good. Because
so I that have, I could give an example.
Because I don't have that many, like, of that kind of self-care things.
Right.
It's been, like, kind of difficult because I haven't been very good at it. And even like, you know, I always talk about the fact that I was a totally different person before the breakup than I am after the breakup. And I feel after the breakup, I've been a lot better. Like, I've been happier and I've been like more willing to tell people what I'm thinking and stuff. But there were still times like I would be kind of a pushover about stuff, or maybe not even a pushover, but I'm just not good at saying no. But I've gotten better about just like directly asking for what I want and need, and then also about directly saying no and not having to like put an excuse with it, or, you know, like make something up or whatever. Like, instead I'll just be like, nope, sorry, can't make it. And I think I really learned a good way to do it back in July when Tavinia and I had bought tickets to go see Khalid, and she was going to come out and see Khalid with me. But then it just didn't work out. And so we were trying to sell her ticket.
Because,
and
she sucks.
No. We were trying to sell her ticket, and I had texted my friend Christopher. And I was like, hey, man, do you want to go to this concert with me on Friday night? Here's how much the ticket is, whatever. And he literally just responded. And the text said, no, thank you. Appreciate you, though. And I was like, I fucking love that. It's straight to the point. There's no, like, beating around the bush. You don't have to make up an excuse. You don't have to, like, pretend like, oh, let me check my calendar and like see if I can make it work, when all along, like, you know that you don't want to go. Like, he just didn't want to go, and he said no thank you, but I appreciate the offer. And that was like awesome. And so I've been kind of like waiting for my moment to use that line. So far it hasn't happened, but I got it keyed up for when it does happen.
Hey, Maggie, do you want to live together forever?
No thank you, I appreciate you, though.
There you go.
Boom, look at me doing it. Self-care. Wow.
As I go cry in a corner,
right? Devastated.
Okay, then I think I understand more. I think mine would be when I get to have heart-to-hearts with people that are, like, good ones.
Yeah.
Especially, like, close friends. Because a lot of times, either after we've been in an argument and, like, it comes to, like, a resolution, or when I've made up an argument in my mind that the other person didn't know we were in, and then I kind of just talk things through with them, and then I feel really good.
Mm.
I think that's, like, it's my jam.
Yeah.
Being back in sync.
Yeah. I do feel that, like, kind of not with anybody. And maybe it's because you feel that way. But I feel like I also feel that way, but only with you. Like, when that happens, like, if we go through periods of time where, like, we're not really talking that much, or, like, maybe one of us has, like, got their feelings hurt about something, but we don't want to talk about it or whatever. And then, like, we like hit our stride and we're back in it, I'm always like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Because then it's like we're synchronized dancing.
Yeah. But we'd be like swimmers instead. Synchronized swimmers.
I was thinking like hip hop, but yeah.
Oh, swimmers. Shit. Okay, yeah. Let's do that.
Yeah.
Get it. Get it. Work.
Boom, boom, boom. There it is. Well, we just kind of. Oh, no, yeah. We're talking about self-care. We're doing a good job.
Yeah, we're trying.
We're trying.
We're doing our best, okay? Let's talk about meditation, though.
Okay.
Maybe you start, because you went to, like, legit meditation.
Okay. Yeah, so I used to go to meditation once a week with a friend. He invited me to come with him on Tuesday nights, and it was an hour long, but it was 30 minutes of sitting meditation and then another 30 minutes of like almost like a lesson kind of that like they would talk about meditative type things. And I liked it. Well, it depended on the teacher. The teacher rotated each week and there was a total, I think, of 5 teachers. So it'd be, yeah, they kind of work in a rotation. And some of them, oh God, I hate when they talk during the quiet part because they're trying to get you in the zone of like what to focus on. But then like as soon as I'm in it and you say something, I'm focused back on your fucking voice, not what I'm supposed to be focusing on. But some people appreciate it. I know Sydney likes it. So yeah, we would have that. And then they would kind of talk about like Buddhist methods and teachings and stuff like that. And different things, and it's just some interesting ways of thinking. And some of them, the conversations they would have were so far that I couldn't comprehend even that kind of thinking. Like, and the words that were being used, I just feel like I really, like there should have been a beginner class that I took before I went to that. But some could really relate it to just like life. And so I remember one of the, like, biggest concepts that blew my fucking mind, I think I've talked about it before, was the idea of, like, the afterlife and coming, not the afterlife, I'm sorry, coming back again, like, reincarnation, and how some people just can't fathom that idea at all. But someone brought up the point of, like, reincarnation can also be when you die or when your ancestors die, they just keep living throughout you, and that is reincarnation. Whoa. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, that took me a couple days. and sometimes at night, it still pops up, and I'm like, what the fuck, man? Speaking of which, I saw... Okay, no, I'm about to go on a complete tangent. Let's bring it back in. Yeah, and so, I mean, it's a really great... The idea is, and there's so many ways it's been explained, because I've done the sitting meditation with other people. I've done the app called Headspace, where it's pretty amazing, actually. The guy's voice is so soothing. I've tried those different things, and I think some of my favorites is, and this came from the app Headspace, was imagine that you're sitting up on a highway, like on the bridge or whatever, and down below you see the cars going by, but those cars are your thoughts. And those, that's the point you want to get to, is you're just able to watch your thoughts go by, which is very hard to do. It is very, very hard, yeah, because another thought will pop up and you'll go with that one and then you'll think about your day and you'll just keep, and it takes time. It takes a lot of time and practice, and I don't often have the patience for it sometimes. Some days when I would go to meditation, I would sit there and I used to take my glasses off, so I don't try to focus on anything. If I do, like, my eyes, even when they're closed, try to focus on something. There would be some days, and I'm like, it's just not going to happen today. And so I would just kind of sit there and let my mind do whatever it wants. And then there was other days that I could really, like, try and be calm and, like, calm my mind and get into the headspace. But it's a tricky thing to do. Like,
it is, yeah.
I
also use the app Headspace, but once I got through, like, the free week or whatever, I was like, don't want to pay for that. And then I tried to just download like other free meditation apps, but like they're not that good. Like most of the meditation apps have like okay content for free, but then like they have much better content if you start paying for it. And so actually, as you were talking, I was just downloading the Headspace app again, because I fucking loved just like my level of self-awareness when I was meditating, because I would notice like you know, recurring thoughts that kept popping up, and like, okay, why does this keep popping up? And am I stressed about this or whatever? I really enjoyed it, and I feel like I really got a lot out of it and learned a lot about myself. But then as soon as I'm a cheap ass, so I got through the free one and was like, okay, I'm done. But I really want to get back to that. So, I always appreciate when people talk about meditation as, I feel like right off the bat when you hear meditation, people automatically think that you're supposed to sit there and have a blank mind.
Yes.
I mean, that's like literally impossible. Like that's literally not, you have to be thinking about something at all times. And so I remember I used to do this when I took yoga classes, and it was at the end. I would start in my little mind with just like a black, like blank canvas basically, but it was black. And then I would like add stars to it in my little mind. And then I would add like maybe some clouds or like the moon. And then I would always add, for some reason, I always wanted to be in the desert, why the fuck would I want to do that? Because I don't like the heat. Oof. But it was always in the desert. And then I would add like a little campfire and like a little tent behind me. And it was always just like this like really relaxing exercise for me. And so that's kind of how I think of meditation, is that like you're not really supposed to have a blank mind. You're just supposed to be thinking like about something like that if you can, or if your brain's not going to let you do that. Mostly meditation is about letting those thoughts come, and then when you realize what's happened and that your mind has wandered, then you slowly and like gently steer yourself back to like, nope, let's focus on the breathing, or let's focus on this nice little scene that I've painted for myself. And you come back to it. And then if another thought comes, then you steer yourself back again. And you get better and better at that. And I love that, because I'm not very good at control. My thoughts often run away from me. Not even during meditation, just in daily life. I jump to conclusions and I take things really personally and all those kinds of things. So having a little bit more control over my thoughts would be excellent.
Yeah, my thoughts are literally that scene from SpongeBob when he's looking for his name.
name, give me a name.
And like everything's on fire. Yes. And like there's just absolute fucking mayhem. And like that's my thoughts all the time.
Yep.
So it's very hard to get them. And sometimes I can get to a point where I can at least make it to a dull campfire. But
it's still always on fire.
It's still always on fire.
Yep.
But, yeah, I mean, no, I appreciate the practice, and I appreciate the idea of it, and it's something that I haven't gone back to it in a while because I started doing a dance workout class, but I appreciate going to it, and I enjoy having that time and space to do it, because I don't have the discipline to do that on my own here in my own home, mm-hmm. Unless it's, like, someone, even if that's through the phone, like, by the app. Excuse me, doing it with me or whatever, but
I don't know. Daisy just came up and like patted me with her paw, like literally tapped me, and I'm afraid that she has to shit.
Uh-oh.
Because now she ran back to the front door.
Should we pause?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, pause. Okay, I'm back from the poop break, and when the dog didn't poop, and neither of us have any idea what we were talking about, so...
I'm going back to meditation again. Yeah. Just gonna say it's great.
Yeah,
you should try it.
Everyone should try it. At least give it and like give it some time. And don't go in with the, like, I think, oh, that's what you're kind of saying. I think don't go in with the mind frame that you're gonna just sit there and your mind's gonna be completely blank. Mm. That's not 100% what it's about.
Yeah,
or even maybe 50% what it's about. It's just, yeah.
Yeah, it's about just learning. I think that's kind of where I was at, was that it would be nice to have a little more like control over my thoughts. And that's kind of the point of meditation, is just learning to like accept your thoughts as they come and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So, yeah. Should we just do our like end questions, or do you have anything else?
No, yeah, because we're at 45 minutes.
Yeah.
What did you, I don't remember the question.
I don't either. What was the hardest part for you to get real with?
There it is.
There's one.
Mine's more of a realization. Maybe hardest part was... I don't have a hardest part. I have two realizations.
Okay.
One is that we're in a learning curve. Mm-hmm. Like, we're learning and growing and that we're changing. We're literally changing a culture.
Yeah.
And two, I forgot it, so.
Great. This section's going to take, like, 5 minutes. I don't know that any of it was really all that hard for me to get real with, other than I kind of wish that I did maybe have something that was like, oh, that's my, like, self-care thing, aside from setting boundaries or, like, shopping on Amazon. Because, you know, I wish that I could say, like, oh, when I'm out on a hike, like, that's self-care for me. No, like, I enjoy hiking, but that's not, like, my self-care thing. And, like, taking a bath, yeah, I enjoy taking a bath, but it's not my self-care thing. So what is my self-care thing? I think maybe that's the hardest part for me to get real with, is knowing that I don't know that I really have anything right now that I would consider self-care in that aspect, and so maybe I should try to find something.
I haven't taken a bath in years.
I love taking baths.
I do too, but, like, I don't know why I haven't.
Yeah.
Maybe because I hate the water, number one. So, like, when I get into cleaning, like, just get it over with.
Yeah.
But, like, baths are different.
You know what my self-care thing might be? Would be just sitting down to do my makeup with, like, no time crunch and, like, nowhere to be.
Mm.
That might be self-care for me, because I fucking love makeup.
Speaking of which, can we try a fake... I might regret this, but fake eyelashes when I come.
I can try real hard. I think you're going to hate them.
Oh.
Because they feel heavy on your eyes.
I might. You're correct.
But we could try, like, a trial run on, like, Saturday night or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I wish I remember what my other realization was.
Oh, yeah, realizations. I don't know that I have any realizations. Other than, hey, download Headspace again and stop being a cheap ass. Because I think the, like, year subscription is, like, $60-something, which in the long run is really not that expensive. So just fucking pay for it and start doing meditation again. Because you like it, Maggie. And why not?
Yeah. There you go. Find your thing that it's for you.
Yeah.
What brought you joy?
Yeah. You know, I was thinking about this before we started recording, and... Oh, I went to an Irish music show with Peyton, and it was so fun. It was... So when I was at Kansas City Irish Fest, one of my, like, all-time favorite Irish musicians, his name is Dave Curley, and I just think he has, like, the coolest fucking voice ever. And so he performed at Kansas City Irish Fest last year, and then he was back this year... But he only had, like, one show. And I was like, oh, that sucks. I only get to see Dave Curley once. But then turns out he's also now in this, like, new trio called One for the Foxes. And so One for the Foxes was out here in Colorado. And they were playing at this place in what we thought was Boulder. Because the address said that it was on Main Street in Boulder. So we drive all the way to Boulder and... We're in downtown Boulder, like, on Main Street, and it still says it's another 30-minute drive. Yeah, turns out the concert or the show was at this little, like, tiny, tiny, unincorporated mountain town who doesn't have their own mailing address, and that's why it was, like, said that it was in Boulder. But we literally climbed a mountain on a gravel road to get to this place. It was, like, in the middle of fucking nowhere. Granted, it was beautiful because we, like, climbed up the mountain and then you could, like, turn around and see all of Denver, like, below you, and it was so pretty. But anyway, the show was great. It was super, super fun. So that brought me a lot of joy.
Like, foot to gravel, or the car had to drive up?
No, the car.
Yeah, oh. The car. I was like, fuck.
No. And music.
Do you want to tell the world who Peyton is?
They know, don't they?
I don't think so.
I feel like I've talked about her a lot. That she's the one who, like, took me on the hot air balloon and all that kind of stuff. Talked about all those trips. So if you haven't put two and two together, that's who Peyton is. And it's official now, so she's my girlfriend. Dad, my girlfriend.
Boom.
Boom, there it is.
Sometimes I don't know what we've just talked about and what we've talked about on here.
Yeah, that's true. Like what we talked about on the phone. No, I've definitely talked about her on the podcast. I don't know if I ever explicitly, I think I just started switching to calling her Peyton instead of saying this person I've been dating. So there we go. Girlfriend equals Peyton equals person I've been talking to equals hot air balloon person.
Yes.
Yes.
Do I do my
music. Sorry, I'm still working on it.
No, your music now.
Yep. I haven't, like, once again, I'm kind of struggling to, like, find good music that I really like. So I guess maybe I'll say the song Big by Young M.A. I've been liking. Like, that kind of makes me happy. Or Hot Shower by Chance the Rapper. So I'll add both of those. But just know that they're not like, yeah, check out this fucking song. Okay, I'm done.
Okay. Brought me joy. I went on a trip. I went to Virginia to visit family. And it was a really good, like, it was a good trip. We didn't do a whole lot, which was amazing, actually. Most times when you go on a trip somewhere, you're, like, actively doing things all the time because you want to make that time count. Like, seeing things and doing things, but we didn't, and it was awesome. I watched, I think, a little over 30 hours of Law and Order SVU, so it was pretty damn good, actually. Like, I think that might be another self-care thing for me, is watching Law and Order SVU on just fucking repeat. Not even repeat, some of these are episodes I haven't seen yet. So that was amazing. I got to go to the beach, which I love. It was cold as shit, but I got in that water because life, and that was really cool.
Cool.
Show Bob's Burgers season 10's out, y'all.
God, I'm so sad that I didn't know this whole time. So, I could have been watching Bob's Burgers.
I mean, it's only one episode, so don't get too excited.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's on TV right now. So they're doing the whole... Yeah, they're doing the whole Hulu thing of, like, where they only put one out at a time. And it's so good. Like, the only reason I even knew that it was coming out, like, then was I'm a part of a Facebook group for Bob's Burgers, which I fucking love. And they have been just counting down until it happened. And I watched the first one last night, and it was, I mean, it's Bob's Burgers. There's never shit, so it's great. And I love that show so much. Something about it is just so fucking perfect. So yeah, I think that would be that one. And I'm watching Mad Men, so I would suggest also watching Mad Men. It's very funny to go back and watch it and compare it to, like, life now. Because there's some things they say that are like, oh, this is the way it is. And I'm like, well, you know, we're not super far from it still being that way. So, I mean, yeah, legally some things have changed, but on the streets, you know. And then it's just between that and then how drastically, like, they light up a cigarette everywhere. Everywhere. And it blows my mind that we used to live in the time when you could smoke in a restaurant. And that's during our lifetime that got banned and you couldn't do that anymore. Or smoke on the plane.
Yeah, I feel like the restaurant one isn't that hard for me to grasp because I do remember when there were, like, smoking and non-smoking sections in restaurants. But, like, to see somebody, like, literally sitting at their desk and then, like, light up a cigarette, you're like, wait, what?
Right. Like, that's what I think I find it amazing is that we have been alive during the time that it happened while you're still alive and then now it's not a thing at all. Like, if you saw someone now go and just light up a cigarette almost anywhere that's indoors, you're like, what? What's happening? Wild. That doesn't happen. Yeah, and so, like, and being pregnant and drinking and smoking, they're still doing that. I'm like, oh, God, you don't even know yet. You don't even know. And they showed an episode of her getting the twilight sleep for pregnancy, which was just a bananas episode. And, like, while I joke and say, like, man, I wish we could go back to those days whenever I have a child, because I would love to just go to sleep and wake up and there's a kid, but, like, watching her go through it, I'm like, oh, God, that's so horrible. Like, that is terrible, and they did a really good job with that. So Mad Men, if you haven't seen it, I would definitely recommend. I'm on season 3. I think there's 7 seasons.
Nice.
But yeah.
Cha. Oh my god. Yeah. Cha. Yeah. You should watch it.
Watch it.
Yes.
So there's that.
Okay. And on that note. Yeah, no, okay, yeah, for real. On that note.
Bye.
Guess we'll talk to you next week. Bye.